Taking Stock with Carol Masser and Michael McKee, on demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app, free for iPhone and Android devices.
Bouncing in the club where the heat is on, all night on the beach till the break of dawn.
I'm going to Miami.
Welcome to Miami.
All right, Miami. It's a destination in demand by tourists and investors. Also in demand, residential space in Miami's urban core. We want to talk a little bit about that. And we've got two players in the Miami real estate market. Tony Cho back with us, founder, chief executive officer of Metro One Properties, based in Miami, in our Taking Stock studio today. Also with us is David Peretz. He is founder and principal manager of East End Capital Partners, based in New York, also in our studio. Did I say your last name right?
You did.
Good. It's Friday. It's been a long week. So Miami, we just were down there for the South Beach Wine and Food Festival, and it really is just, it's got such an international feel, but there were cranes all over the place. Tony, there's still a lot of development going on.
Tremendous amount of development. There are cranes everywhere. Miami is going through an incredible, you know, growth spurt at the moment, and it's a lot of high-rise development. It's a lot of luxury development.
It's healthier development, too, I think you've said to me.
It's a lot of cash. You know, it's primarily cash. It's a lot of foreign capital. It's a lot of international capital. It's a lot of institutional capital. And I think there's going to be another wave of investment of the urban core of infill mixed use, which we haven't seen a tremendous amount of.
What do you mean when you're talking about urban core?
You know, you're talking about the new emerging neighborhoods that are on the other side of the bridge. You're talking about Wynwood, Edgewater. You're talking about Park West. You're talking about the Design District, Little River, Lemon City, MIMO. There's so many new neighborhoods that Miami's experiencing that it never had before. It's a metropolitan city now.
And David, there's demand, in other words, in this urban core. People want to live there.
Tremendous demand. I mean, I think what you're seeing is there's still a segment of the population that really wants to be on the beach, but you're seeing areas that 10 years ago, saw very low-rise development. Areas like Edgewater, you're seeing 50-story towers built on the water.
Huge.
That are 95% sold out. And I think what will be different about this cycle than the last cycle, where so much of the product was handed back to the banks, you have most of the buyers are putting down 50% cash deposits pre-construction. So unless people are willing to walk away from 50% deposits, they should close on these units. And if you think about it, you're not getting a loan for it. That's usually cash coming up front. So these are wealthy buyers buying these units. So we should see a good stabilization of the product.
So it's a healthier boom.
It definitely feels like that.
Who's buying you guys?
Well, on the you're seeing it's still mostly foreign money coming down.
It is still mostly.
It's Latin America. It's Europe. There's some groups out of Russia. But, you know, you're seeing a ton of New Yorkers. I mean, for example, the Faena development, which is one of the bigger developments on the beach, saw a ton of major New Yorker players buying down there. And I think, you know, as the baby boom generation is starting to hit the retirement age, instead of just thinking it's Palm Beach and Fort Lauderdale and Boca Raton, you start seeing a lot of these people looking to Miami because they're moving out of the suburban homes and they want that live-work-play environment, and Miami definitely has that.
That's what I was going to say. I mean, people want to be in those big cities, right?
Yeah, you have everything now. You have, you know, cultural opportunities. You have the Perez Art Museum. You have infrastructure. You have transportation starting to happen. You have a high-speed train plan from downtown to Orlando with stops in Fort Lauderdale and West Palm. Primarily, the development that has happened has been mostly luxury. That's been the story for the last 5 years. And, you know, huge apartments, you know, record-breaking sales, $34 million penthouses, $50 million penthouses. And, you know, that's been fueled by a lot of investment from international capital, a lot of, you know, hedge fund managers and people who want residency in Florida for the tax benefits of that. But there hasn't been a tremendous amount of multifamily development, infill development, and we think that there's going to be a second boom coming. And, you know, primarily that's going to be focused on these emerging markets that we focus on.
Well, it's interesting you mentioned too, Tony, about infrastructure, that it's there and the transportation. That's what I wanted to ask you, because you can have all this development and that's great and wonderful, but if people can't get around, then you're just going to turn away people. So talk to us about what we're seeing in terms of infrastructure.
Well, you're starting to see people get much more proactive. You know, City Bikes has now been a great initiative that's actually jumped over the causeway and is now in Wynwood and downtown. And so you're seeing people taking bikes, and that's starting to be a developing culture that's new for Miami. You know, Miami is a very automobile-based culture. You know, people have nice, fancy cars. They like to valet. And so we're breaking that culture. And we know people are getting away from that. A lot more pedestrian experience happening.
What's Uber? Do you guys have Uber?
We have Lyft. We have everything. Yeah. So that's happening simultaneous. And then you're also seeing now, you know, a lot of infrastructure projects starting to happen where the intermodal is connecting to all aboard Florida. You're talking about, Tri-Rail extending now through the urban spine. So you'll have these commuter rails that are connecting all these new neighborhoods. Once that happens, it's a game changer for Miami.
You know what I want to ask you too, David, is with these properties, it's interesting. I just did something with some folks over at Exhale Spa, and they're just talking about developments, like, you know, how developers want to have all these great amenities within the place. So people want a nice place to go. I know that there's various car sharing services where they're being asked to be part of a development. What kind of amenities are people looking for in these developments?
I think it's everything you're saying, but
it's
still the primarily the major things you normally think of: gyms, pools, outdoor entertainment areas. But I think what's interesting is we're seeing the development that we're doing, what Tony's doing. For example, we've been big buyers of an area called Wynwood, which is just south of Design District, and this is an area that's a former warehouse district, and it's got a feel very similar to the emerging, what the meatpacking district was here in New York, or Williamsburg 10, 15 years ago. And what you're seeing there is the amenity is the neighborhood. So, for example, we're building, coming out of the ground hopefully in about 12 months, with a 400,000 square foot multifamily development that's going to be apartments. And the biggest amenity is that it's in the center of Wynwood. So the appeal for the tenants, the millennials that we think will be our renters that are going to live in there, is that they're next to the Wynwood Walls, which Tony Goldman developed, and Panther Coffee, and Zach the Baker, and the park that Tony's building. So for an area like Miami, as Tony mentioned, where everyone is so focused on their car, there are these areas that are getting developed now, which are going to be more pedestrian friendly. You're starting to see the redevelopment of the historical downtown along Flagler Street, mm-hmm. which is a very much walkable area. Craig Robbins is redoing the entire design district with very, very high-end luxury, Hermes, Prada, Gucci, and all of that is also a very, you park your car and get out and walk 5 or 6 blocks, which doesn't sound like much for a New Yorker, but for Miami, that's very out of the ordinary.
Right, it's not what they do typically.
Yes.
So you guys sound really enthusiastic, and it sounds like you're really busy.
Super busy.
Super busy. And you see this, what, continuing for 6 months, 12 months, 18 months?
Listen, my prediction is that things will stabilize over the next 24 months. It has to.
So the activity's kind of levels out?
It's stabilizing. Yeah. I think it levels out. I don't think that we're seeing a sharp correction. Yeah, again, the fundamentals are different. There's a lot of cash. You know, people are building smart. They're building wiser. Low leverage, if any leverage at all.
Yeah.
Miami's just graduated and evolved to a whole nother animal. It's not the same place that it was, 10 years ago. It's an international destination with global and cultural institutions there. People want to be there. Companies are moving there. There's a lot of this whole startup and tech culture that's kind of bubbling up.
I always feel like everybody always wants to be in Miami. It's warm, it's nice, it's fun. What, though, just got about 40 seconds left. What's so different, though? In terms of the development,
it's now more sophisticated. You have more options. There are more neighborhoods. It's not just a tourist-based city anymore.
Or one tall building or something.
And you have neighborhoods like Wynwood, which didn't exist before, which are arts districts. You know, we didn't have that. People were just coming for fun in the sun. And now you have, real options of any major city.
Yeah, there's 70 art galleries today in Wynwood. So, someone wants to come and walk around, see the art. And the art is the walls, which is what makes Wynwood so special.
Snowy in New York again. I'm ready.
Exactly.
Let's go. Let's go, guys. All right. Thank you both so much.
Thank you, Carol.
Thanks, Carol,
for having us on the show.
Tony Cho of Metro One Properties and David Peretz. He is of East End Capital Partners. You're listening to Taking Stock, and this is Bloomberg Radio.
Taking Stock, weekdays at 2 p.m. Eastern, in New York on Bloomberg 1130, in Boston on 1200 a.m. and 94.5 FM HD2, in San Francisco on 960 a.m. and 103.7 FM HD2, and Sirius XM Satellite Radio Channel 119.